This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
2, 3, 4. If you're looking for advice from a real girl who might not have the answers, but goddamn she'll try, just a tip and you'll be on your way. With Meg and Batoon on Friday.
Where do you record your music?
In my apartment, I record the roughs until I'm like, this sounds right. And then I record in North Hollywood.
Ooh.
Very close to that dance studio that you used to go to.
Evolution?
Yeah. Mm. My first studio was right next to it, literally right next door to it. And now the other one I go to is right down the street.
That's tight.
North Hollywood.
I tried to make a comedy rap before. I had it produced. Like, I had a comedy rap song. It's cut.
And it never came out?
Oh, well, of course it would never come out.
Well, why didn't you put it out?
Well, I would never. But I only would put it out if it was, like 3 or 4 together.
Oh, yeah.
Just for, like, a ease of marketing.
Like, people definitely like EPs and mixtapes.
Yeah.
I'm in support of you doing that. Why not?
I could never. Take this while you're recording.
Yes.
Put it on speaker.
Mommy, I'm in the middle of recording. I don't know. I'm sorry. Can I call you back later?
Yeah.
All right. Bye. I thought she was going to yell at me.
I'm always nervous when my mom calls. Yeah. What did I do wrong?
Glad I don't live there.
Okay. Here we go. Ready?
Oh, is it going?
Yeah.
Okay.
Welcome to Just a Tip, an advice podcast hosted by me, Megan Batoon. One time I accidentally pushed my cat too hard off a chair when she was trying to eat my own food, and I think she's still mad at me. So that's why I have a friend here to help me help you, William Haynes.
I'm William Haynes. Great guy, great spirit, great attitude.
Is that what you said when you ran for mayor?
Yes. Literally walk up to people and tell them how good you are, and they will vote for you.
Oh my gosh, wait, I wanna try. I'm Megan Toon. I'm resourceful and care about what you think.
Just be honest. I'm super confident. Kinda lie too. Kinda lie sometimes. I mean, it helps.
Kind of lie.
Like,
sometimes.
We were just talking about confidence and you were like, is confidence like a talent? Yes.
You think so?
Fake it till you make it.
Well, oh yeah, I guess you could be good at faking confidence.
If you keep faking confidence, you'll start waking up every day in your life being confident, and guess what? It's real now.
How do you fake confidence the right way?
Just do it. You gotta be honest with yourself.
Just do it.
But like, everybody who isn't confident is like, I don't have a reason to be confident about this thing. The other people who are confident about it don't have a reason either. They just did it.
Right. So if I was unconfident in the abstract, just generally, how do I pretend to be confident?
Yeah,
just smile more and like be louder.
Just be louder.
Like, you know, like a lot of unconfident people don't like to talk.
True.
So is that what it is?
I guess you have to find what you want to be confident about. And if you really are passionate about it, take that inner passion and just start saying that out loud.
So I'm really bad at singing. How do I be confident that I can sing?
Singing
but
is
I
hard.
Can't sing.
You got to get an auto-tune machine.
Okay.
And then you start singing in auto-tune. You get used to singing in auto-tune. And then the producer will turn it off and be like, hey, man, I didn't even use auto-tune this time. And you'll be like, holy shit, that's me.
That's me.
It's possible. Or get hurt? Like, emotionally. Like, I know, like, if I'm, like, hurt emotionally, like, if I've been crying about something, then I gotta go to the studio. Because I'm like, my vocals are gonna come out the best right now.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
I've only done that a couple times. If I'm very, very, if I feel very strongly about something, there's only been, like, 1 or 2 times that I've went to the studio. That's why I built the studio in my house, because I was like, I'm gonna feel things and I don't need to book space.
Yeah, I'm a dance
I'm there, never. I don't feel much.
Watch TV. Watch the projector.
I don't have a projector anymore.
You don't?
No. I got rid of that, which I think I regret it.
I have a projector too, and I just moved, so I'm not using it either, and I do miss it a lot. You should get it back.
Well, I took it apart and threw it away.
Why?
It was just taking a bunch of space up.
You got a TV instead?
Mm-hmm. I felt like it would be a little bit more traditional.
And also, it doesn't have to be dark either.
Yeah, that's the issue with projectors. Yeah. You got to be lights out. Yeah.
I liked my projector because I'm like, you know, I don't know if you know, but I'm like obsessed with watching the news. Mm-hmm. It's like a true problem. It's like I noticed a couple weeks ago, like, I, you know, after you wake up in the morning and I opened up my laptop, I was like, what was I looking at? And I was watching an interview of Rudy Giuliani, Trump's lawyer, on CNN. I was like, this is what I looked at before I went to sleep. So when I got the projector, I was like, it's good that I can only use this once the sun goes down and I'm not wasting all of my life staring at the TV.
That is nice.
Yeah. So I only use it when the sun's down, and I only use it to watch like anime or...
That is good. Yeah, you tried to get me to watch Spirited Away once.
Yes.
And you brought over a DVD.
And I think
and
I chickened out.
I didn't have a DVD player.
Oh, yeah. And then we tried to watch it on the stream, and I was like, it's in low quality. You can't watch it in low quality.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You still got to watch that. It's one of the best movies in the world.
I do need to. We internet stalked you.
Oh, great.
I think we should start here. Okay. And found that you hate that Ariana Grande is with Pete Davidson.
Well, okay. Here's how I feel about it. Like, I like Ariana Grande.
Who doesn't?
I've always loved Ariana Grande.
Amazing.
See, that's the thing. Since like 2008, 2009, long time ago, I'm a big Ariana Grande fan. But their public PDA is just tearing me apart.
Is it? They've been out of the news for a bit.
Yeah, they have been out, and now they're back in.
Oh, they're back in.
I'm just extremely jealous. I'm happy for him, though.
Sure.
I really like Pete Davidson. I'm low-key into SNL. I think he's one of the funniest people on there.
Mm-hmm.
Recently he talked about how it's actually terrible, and he's getting death threats and shit. And I'm like, well, yeah, that's part of it. That's part of it. But it does make me sick, low-key.
Yeah. You know what I always think about when people are in relationships with singers? Like, mm-hmm. when people are singing and they can sing really well and they're just like in the shower or cooking eggs,
yeah.
like you're just getting a free show all
the
time.
You are. I love that. I love that about, entertaining, talented people.
It's just you're getting stems.
Yeah.
And whenever.
What I think I've heard a lot about Ariana Grande behind the scenes over the years, and I've always heard that she has a really like dark sense of humor. And
that would
think,
make sense.
Yeah, and that has been really coming out of her recently. I'm like, I think that's why she wants to be with a comedian. Because he's definitely going to say all that shit.
For sure.
Probably worse.
Probably worse. Much worse. Yeah.
Like, that's what do you not say publicly?
I like that she's with a comedian.
Me too.
Because that means that she's funny. And I like when people are funny and talented.
Me too. I love, their unit has both aspects of talent.
So it's really nice to see someone that usually isn't in the comedy scene get in it somehow. Not saying she's a comedian, mm-hmm. but since she's like, she's looking for the laughs.
Yeah.
And I think that's so cool that, because no pop star is with a comedian.
Not that I know of. He definitely not, actually. You're right. No.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, the closest would be like, John Mayer is pretty funny.
Why would you want to be with a comedian, though?
What are you talking about? Get out of here.
As a comedian person myself, I don't think we're good for romance.
No, I agree.
But everything you do is going to become a bit.
For sure.
Like, I don't see why anybody would. Yeah.
It is a lot. I've only exclusively at this point dated comedians. Mm-hmm. They used to be dancers, and mm-hmm. then now it's just comedians.
Yeah.
It is a lot. There's so many more fights, I think. Or just not fights, just so much more insecurity.
Yeah.
That you have to tend to.
I think my preference is funny women, but I'm not into comedian chicks. Like, I've never tried to date another comedian. But girls that I think are, like, naturally, like, really funny, that's my thing.
Yeah.
I think it's because I'm a comedian.
That would be good. I guess two comedians would be a lot. Two of anything is kind of a lot.
Yeah.
You're always in constant competition.
You don't want to be in competition. That's what I've learned. You don't want to be in competition with the person you're dating. It's bad.
I know. But conversely, sharing a passion is the coolest thing ever.
Passion.
Like if there's two comedians and you guys do a sketch, or there's two dancers and you do a duet.
It works with dancing.
That's
I think
really
it works
cool.
with dancing. Yeah. Like actors, you don't want two actors. It's going to be hard. You like, because like you get an audition and you get it right. Yeah. And then the other actor's like, I didn't get my audition. And they're all torn apart.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm definitely off of actresses. I cannot. I've tried to date actresses. It's just bad.
Yeah.
It's
don't mix
bad.
The media.
Yeah. I think I also am into girls that don't think I'm funny as well. I'm much more likely to get with a girl that, like, just doesn't laugh at my jokes. If she doesn't think I'm funny and I think that she's really funny and she's not a comedian, I'm most likely going to like her.
That's really funny. There's other people that think that they are also messed up that we can maybe help. So the podcast, people write in to our email all of their sticky situations, and we do our best to help them with whatever has happened in our lives. If we can pass off a nugget of information to them to hopefully get them out of it.
I got a lot of nuggets.
That's good. Are you ready
to help? Yeah, I know the answer.
I'm sure you do. Yeah. The thing about Will is he will know the answer.
I know the answer.
When there's a will, there's
an answer. There's a way. It's my next campaign slogan.
Here we go. I've been in a serious relationship with my boyfriend for about 8 months. Thoughts?
It's good. It's not bad.
It started off long distance, but I recently moved to a city that is much closer to him. The stress from the move was very taxing on me and my boyfriend, and because of the stress, we had a big fight that almost ended with us breaking up. Eventually, things calmed down, and I thought our relationship was back to normal. Recently, I noticed that a girl he's been communicating with on Facebook is also at the top of his Snapchat friends list. We got a stomp and a exhale, and now inhale from Will, and some coughs. Muddled coughs. My suspicions got the better of me, and I checked his phone and saw messages between them flirting with each other. Ooh. I confronted him, and he admitted that he went to see her while we were going through a rough patch, but that absolutely nothing happened between them.
Oh, he just wanted to see.
Yeah.
All right.
He apologized for lying to me and told me how much he loves me. I still love him, but I don't feel like I can trust him anymore. Yep. Should I give him another chance or walk away knowing that when things get rough, he can't be trusted to be truthful?
I'm really bad. I have to preface this. I'm not in a relationship. I've been in very few relationships because of my own decisions, because I don't take bullshit. Like, I'm a one chance kind of guy if it didn't work. Also, like, I don't argue with people. If we're arguing, I'm done.
You gotta go.
But girl, man, I would say no. I would just say no. If you feel like you can't trust the person, they need to get the hell out of your house.
Trust is the hardest thing to get back once it's gone.
And people just feel, I'm not saying her, I don't know this girl, but a lot of people I've met in life are kind of afraid to be alone. People would rather be with someone who's hurting them than being alone. And I don't know how young this person is. If you're under 32, if you're under 35.
That's everyone.
Yeah, go ahead and be alone. Go ahead. There are plenty of fish in the sea. Especially if you live in a city like L.A., New York, a highly populated area. I guarantee you there. And especially if you're a woman, walk down the street. You will find someone else that will treat you the way you want.
By just walking down the
street. Walk down the street. Walk down a good street.
What street should
they walk
down?
Like a street with a Whole Foods on it. And you will find a good man.
Yeah, okay. Let's dive in a little bit into what happened here. Obviously, there's trust issues and there's some insecurity, but checking someone's phone.
That is too much.
Has someone ever done it to you?
No one's ever checked my phone, but I'm extremely vanilla. Like, I have the driest text messages on earth. There's
pictures of the desert.
Desert and just sand. I think that is a bit much. I think she did take it a bit too far by going through his phone.
When you want to check someone's phone, I think it's the saddest feeling that I've ever felt. Because it's like you don't trust them enough, and you also feel icky when you're doing it. After you do it, you feel icky, and then you've always found something that you have to bring up.
And that's the issue. And I say don't check a phone unless when you do, you find something, then you should have checked the phone. But Snapchat, he's got another girl in his top on Snapchat.
Yeah, I don't love it.
I don't love it. He said nothing happened. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to make this girl cry. Like, but I have friends. I have a male friend who pretty much he was on the other side of the story. He was like, I just went to go see her and nothing happened. Literally same thing.
Yeah.
But you went.
It doesn't matter that nothing happened. It's the fact that you took time out of your life to go do this thing that you thought would bring you more happiness than what I'm doing.
I'm extremely committed. Once I get locked down, like, it's a problem. Like, I would never go to see another woman, even if it was during a rough patch. But I don't know if you saw, I literally just posted this meme on Instagram. It was like this, it was Danny Phantom and the girl that's hot in Danny Phantom, and she's all holding him and she likes him. And it has a quote over Danny, it says me, and over the girl, it says girls who will manipulate and abuse me.
I did.
So I'm kind of in that boat too. I kind of like girls that will do that shit to me. But so you got to be careful who you trust yourself with.
Yeah, I don't like that. there's so much here that I've also been through and been a part of on both sides. Mm-hmm, like having an interest in someone else when you're in a relationship is probably one of the worst things.
Yeah, but that means there's a problem.
Uncommon. The thing is, it happens all the time. Like micro cheating. That's like a reply to a story that somebody's in a relationship. Mm-hmm. Like that's something still.
I think I've been micro cheated on. I don't think I was fully cheated on, but I've been micro cheated on. Yeah, and it sucks. Or like, well, basically the girl told me that after our relationship, she got with someone that she knew while we were in our relationship that she, you know, literally the story, like, don't worry about him.
Yep, yep.
But
you always worry about.
I was supposed to worry about him.
Yeah.
End of the day, I'm still about my creations.
And I'll still be here.
Yeah, I still got friends.
Yeah, okay, so she says that she still loves him, but doesn't feel like she can trust him anymore.
And that's the thing.
Should I give him another chance or walk away knowing that when things get rough, he can't be trusted?
I mean, depending on how young you are, I really think that most relationships are going to end eventually. And once again, I'd say just move on. I need to hear this guy's side of the story.
I know.
But
I'd
just move on.
So interesting because we always get to that conclusion of just like, just move on. There's going to be other people. And it does seem in a way pessimistic, but it's like we've been through it.
Yeah.
So like we know the guy that I thought I would marry, I am very far away from marrying him.
Yeah, I've never thought I was gonna marry somebody.
Really?
Yeah,
it's a weird thought.
It is. Like permanency, like
it's just a lot.
It's a lot. I'm all about growing and changing. Like I'm not the same person today that I was 6 months ago.
I know. That's the whole thing.
And I think that's like the main reason I'm not in a relationship. Like it's hard to find someone that can change with you on that level.
Yeah.
And me being like a crazy person, like like by the time I'm 50, I will probably be not this person whatsoever. Yeah, I don't know. But you know, maybe you can find somebody.
Yeah. I mean, I think that you should take some time for yourself.
Always.
100%.
I always do.
If she is, what are three things that she can do once they are not together? What are three things that you're like, this is what you have to do in order to like give yourself the grace of rebuilding you after a relationship?
I think I literally told you this a couple months ago. You should always work out as if you just got broken up with 2 weeks ago.
Ooh.
Every time you go to the gym. As soon as this shit's over, go to the gym, start working out. Remember, you know what your boyfriend like. Go to the gym and get that. That's step one to healing from this.
Uh-huh.
And spend a lot of time by yourself. Not enough people. I spend too much time by myself.
Yeah.
Literally, like, it'll be days. But I think more people, in order to learn about yourself and to be able to be a better person in a relationship with people in the future, you got to spend time with yourself and love you.
Yeah.
So many people caught in relationships, so many people caught in abusive relationships or like in the terms of just like not good, don't love themselves. And the other person in their relationship with them is feeding that. They're telling you, I'm the only person that's going
to
love you.
So many people have told me that. Oh my God.
And that's what you need to burn them down. You need to burn their house down. If someone tells you that I'm the only person that's ever going to love you this much.
Oh my God, that's exactly what he said.
That's some bullshit.
And like for so long, and I was like, maybe he's right.
Yeah, no.
Is he right still?
No. And that's one of the worst things that I think that you can do.
That's an insane thing to say.
It is. It's manipulative.
You don't know that.
I know because I like being manipulative. I would love for a girl to say that to me. But yeah.
Right. No one knows that they're the best for you.
Yeah.
You cannot be
and
sure.
I don't think anybody is, unless you're basic as hell.
Yeah.
Then maybe. And yeah, you just got to feel good about yourself. Then no one can hold that over you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that's two. I will add the third one. I would say travel. Even if you have a shoestring budget, go take a walk to a place you've never been before. That's traveling.
That's traveling.
You're moving.
I'd say that's true. I've been thinking about that a lot the past like month. I've been like, because my whole life isn't topsy-turvy, and I'm like, I'm young. I'm seeing all the girls I like are all in different countries with all these other rich guys and rappers. Why am I still in LA? I need to travel. So I think I'm gonna take that advice too.
Very good.
Yeah.
I'll take the advice of working out in the gym I don't use.
Yeah. You also have equipment too. You have like weights.
Yeah.
I remember lifting weights in your gym. Yeah.
I go through very intense spurts of being healthy and
losing
weight.
Let's do it every day, 7 a.m.
Yeah. And then I'm like, no. Yeah. And then I go, yeah.
Yeah. I need to take it to the next level. I think I need to get a personal trainer.
I really want to try that.
Yeah.
I like when people tell me what to do.
It'll
if it's
work.
In that scenario.
Yeah. I should get a woman personal trainer.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, like, I've done all I can doing it by myself. But if you have a personal trainer, they're helping you lift weights. You're going to get that
they're
dream
not
body.
Helping you.
I mean, they're telling you.
Well, they're like, put your feet like, straight. With you, yeah. The barbell. I'm like, I don't think they're going to give you assistance.
They spot you. That's what you need. Go to the gym. Go you exercise. Spot. Travel.
And love yourself.
Love yourself. You'll That's be the best right. person.
Of course. Next question. You do know all the answers.
I think so.
So clear. I've fallen madly in love with my coworker, and I think she likes me too. That's where the problem lies. She already has a partner. A partner Ooh. With whom she had a child with
Ooh.
At a very young age. The way I see it, nothing good could ever come from me confessing my feelings to her. I would either lose her friendship forever, or worse, I cause problems in a relationship between the parents of a young child. My question is...
And they're together.
They're together.
Mm.
My question is, do you think there's a way to move past the feelings of what if that go through my head when I look at her so that I can be
damn.
Happy just being her friend? Or is the only way for me to get closure is to cut her out, quit the job, and move on with my life without her? From Unrequited Romance.
Yeah, I have a rule about a working relationship. I mean, I haven't had a job in like over a year, but but I have a rule about don't date anybody that works with you, lives in the same building as you, or goes to your favorite Whole Foods or wherever you eat. Like, when I try to fall for people, they have to be completely separated from my life because, like I said, once it's no longer working, like, I'm into never seeing you again.
For sure.
I hope you're so happy in your life away from me, but I don't ever want to see you again or hear from me. I mean, I'll text you every couple months. You're alive still, right? But, yeah, don't fall in love with somebody at work. This person, however, with a baby?
With a baby.
With another man that they're still together?
Yeah.
Move on.
You're gone?
You got to move on.
Yeah, I think so, too. I mean, I think it's cut and dry because you will ruin multiple people's lives.
Yeah. Even the kid. If they weren't together, like, I have friends that are like, I'd never date a girl with a baby. I would, but I'm mature. I can handle it. Like, there's nothing wrong with her having a kid. I mean, I'm 25 now. Like, it happens. But if they still together, don't break up a relationship over a what if.
Yeah, if they weren't in a relationship, things would be different.
Yeah.
But I there is just a respect of what's happening, even if there's micro-cheating, for sure, that happens all the time. But if they're actually together, just kind of, like, take a back seat. If something happens in the future, definitely be of assistance, but, like...
I worked at a place not too long ago, and it was a temporary job, and I really liked this girl that I was working with, and the producer of the show knew. And he was like, dude, you just have to, like, dude, just, like, go after her. He was like, my girlfriend, she had a boyfriend when I met her, and I just straight up took her.
Oh.
And I was like...
Is your friend G-Eazy?
Right, straight up. He's straight up like a rapper. And I was like, I don't think I could do that. But he was like, just do it.
Oh,
and
my
I
gosh.
Contemplated for a couple months. I was like, can I snatch? But she was never going to get with me anyway, so...
I'm crying.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
He told me to just do it.
That's such crazy advice.
But he's getting married to the girl he stole.
But that's the other thing. Like, if it's unequivocal, if you know without a doubt in your mind...
Yeah.
Then yes.
But probably not. She's got a kid and a husband. She's not even thinking of you, dude. Move on. There are so many other kids, girls with kids.
Ugh. Have you ever dated an actual coworker?
No, not to any extent.
I don't think I have either. I mean, all my jobs were like retail, like 17-year-old jobs, American Apparel and Sbarro.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't trying to date anyone that worked at Sbarro.
Yeah. And most of my jobs are like I'm an actor or a comedian on something and only be for a couple of months, which is like the way to do it. But I'm just not into it. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't even think I've had a crush on someone like on set. The sound guys.
That doesn't count.
But not like other actors. I don't think I've ever dated a coworker.
Yeah, I've definitely, actually now that I mention it, I have like low-key had the hots for a girl, but I've never tried. But that's my issue with me as a dude. Like, I don't go after girls. I have to be come after.
I think I'm the same way.
And but you're a girl, so it's okay.
Anytime that I've tried to put myself out there, it's never good result.
Yeah. I have to be gotten. I have all the confidence in the world when it comes to other things, but when it comes to my personal life, I have none.
Yeah.
When it comes to my creativity, the things I create and do and want to build in my life, I have all the confidence in the world. But when it comes to me, like, hey, do you want to go to I can't do it.
I could never ask someone to do something that I didn't know they actually wanted to do.
Yeah.
I'd never be like, if I didn't know the answer already, I wouldn't ask someone for a drink.
Yeah. And so many times, like, I've had, like, dates planned, and that day of, like, I've just let it not happen. I'm just like, I'm just not aggressive when it comes to dating. Like, you really have to come get me, which is a very bad trait for a man. No one's about to come pick me up.
Come pick me up. What's the go-to way to get you out in the world of dating? Like, what does a girl have to do to go, I want to take Will out, or I want him to take me out. How do I do it? What's the go-to?
You have to be very direct. Way? I'm not good with signals whatsoever. That's pretty much
a lot of guys aren't.
Yeah, I just admit it. I know I'm not good with signals. Like, if you're trying to tell me something slyly, I 100% won't get it. You got to tell me straight up what you want. That's why I like mean girls. Mean, manipulative mm-hmm. women will always tell you exactly what they want.
Yeah.
And they want you to go get that water right now. This I get. Go over there, do this right now. That I understand.
Who, what, when, where, how?
But maybe, do you think you maybe sometime if you want? I'm not going to understand that because I'm like that too.
Yeah.
So it's not going to work.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Being direct is really scary.
You got to text me. You got to tell me where I'm supposed to be and what time.
It's also really scary on the other end of someone being super direct with you when you don't really want to be taken out.
Oh. I'll tell a girl if I don't want to go out with her though.
How will you say it? So if I text you and I go, if I'm a random girl at Whole Foods and I go, hi Will, I want to get a drink with you at this bar at 7:30 PM.
Skirt, tomorrow. You're dumb.
You would say
send. I'm just kidding. Actually, you know what? You're right. If a girl did ask me all that, it would be hard to. But there was this girl that asked me out not too long ago. She wanted to get drinks with me. And then the day came. And then I was just like,
What did you say to get out of it?
I just was like, I don't remember what I even said. I beat it around the bush until she canceled. And that's a really bad move. That's a bad move. Or no, actually, the first time she canceled, and then she wanted to do it again the next day, and I just like, I've actually done that twice in the past 2 months.
Beat around the bush so somebody else cancels?
Coincidentally, both girls canceled on the day of, and then they wanted to reschedule, and I was like, I only had it for the first one, and I couldn't reschedule.
Oh, shoot.
That's happened to me twice in the past 2 months. If it doesn't happen the day of... But I just suck. I'm not trying to date anybody.
So, yeah.
But that's why I'm good at dating advice, because I'm from the outside.
Yeah.
Looking in. I can tell you all what you're doing wrong. Friends in relationships. I always see my friends with their girlfriends. I'm like, you are treating her terribly. Because they take it for granted. They're like, this girl likes me. She loves me. She's kissing me and shit. They don't get it. I respect it because I don't have it.
They never get it. Uh-huh. On that note, we're going to take a quick break while Will gives us another piece of advice you can find on meganbatoon.com/podcast, and we'll be right back. Don't cry while we're gone. We're already doing that.
Good.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And we're back. Before we get into our third question, what is happening in your world, Will?
So much is happening in my world right now. I've been living in the same... I've moved every December for like the past 4 years.
Why?
Just because like I don't like being in the same place for too long. Mm. But the current place that I've been living, I've lived for 1 year and 8 months, over which the 2-bedroom I had been paying for by myself. And I finally just moved out of it on the first of this month, the day before my birthday. And now I'm kind of living a nomadic life.
Where are you living?
I put most of my stuff into storage.
Uh-huh.
And some other of my stuff that I need regularly, I put in my friend Steve Zaragoza's guest bedroom.
Very good.
So I will be there till December 1st, and then I'm going to figure out what I'm going to do with my life.
Whoa.
I feel like, not that I don't know what I want. I think I know what I want, and what I've been doing the past years isn't getting me in that direction.
Okay.
I don't need a home. I don't need a lot of things. So I had to give up a lot in the past month because I think this next year in my life, I need to live my best life.
Are you a minimalist? Would you consider yourself a minimalist?
Hell yeah, definitely. Until I moved into this place. You see, I don't know if you saw the place that I just lived that had all this like stuff, like you know, books and like statues. But before that, literally, busts. But before that, I believed in having nothing.
Yeah.
I'm 100% a minimalist. I remember in 2014 when I lived in Canoga Park, this girl made me so sad. She told me she didn't love me back when I used to care about things like that. And I used to have all these comic books and stuff around my room and posters, Gandhi posters, Spider-Man posters. I remember after she told me she didn't love me, I looked at myself and I was like, I don't need anything. So I got rid of everything.
Whoa.
Everything. And all I had was a mattress that I put on the center of my room. It was a tiny bedroom, too. I had a mattress that I put in the center of the room. Nothing. The walls were white, and I had nothing else in the room. And that changed my life. I think that kind of drove me crazy.
I would imagine.
It was too much minimalism. I actually learned from Amir that you need to have a bed next to a wall because it makes you feel safe. Because when you have a bed in the middle of a room, like, it's just kind of, you're kind of scared all night. There's nothing to hold. But yeah, I lived like that until I moved into the place that I just moved out of, and I liked it.
That's interesting that he said that, because I feel like in most show homes and interior design shows,
yes,
the wall is never next to a bed.
Yeah, but for comfortability, you want to be against the wall.
Here's my thing for that. Making your bed sucks if your bed is next to a wall.
I agree. Yours also isn't. Yours is in the middle of the room, right?
That's right.
Yeah, even at the place that you were before, you have that same design. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Never against a wall.
What I started doing, my bed is huge. It's like a California king. Like,
whoa.
Yeah, I literally just threw it away, too.
Oh.
But what I was doing.
You got statues, you throw away California king-size beds.
I don't even have a bed anymore. I sleep on a couch. Like, I'm really super minimalist now. I'm throwing everywhere. But when I had my bed up until a week ago, I was sleeping on the headboard. Like, I would sleep this way against the headboard, literally like this.
Why?
Because this is the only way I could sleep. I realized.
I have to take this photo. This will go also on the website.
I have issues sleeping, but I realized that if I sleep against the backboard like this, I feel very, very safe.
Very interesting.
And so this is how I sleep.
So your body is usually the way that the pillows lay?
Yes, exactly.
Like right against the pillows. You are the pillows.
I am the pillow. I am the future. Yeah.
Is this a new Ed Sheeran song?
Right. I just was living alone, and I started getting sad when I started living. I mean, scared when I started living alone.
But yo, living alone is really scary sometimes.
It is.
Especially when you talk about the Illuminati for hours.
Oh, no.
I could never.
I don't know. Like, why am I even scared? Like, people beating me up or something.
I mean, there's negative energy. They be scared of.
And like monsters. I used to be scared of monsters.
Have you ever had sleep paralysis living alone?
Yes. I have that. I don't think it happened to me while I was living alone, but when I was working at SourceFed and I was sleeping on the couch, I would totally have sleep paralysis. The last time I did, I had this like, I was kind of sick and I was on the couch and on one of the sets in my room with the door closed. It was really dark at SourceFed. And, you know, you sleep paralysis, you kind of asleep, but then you wake up and you can't move your body. And I saw three beings standing over me, like three people. And one of them was a dust monster. And it's like, it looked like just dust particles. And it got over me and it leaned over my face.
No.
And then I was like, and then I woke up and I got out of my sleep paralysis. Huh?
It was just Steve Zaragoza.
No, this was that sort of Zaragoza. I mean, it could have been him, right? And then I drew that character and I still have the drawings up around my house and stuff. Well, I guess I don't live there anymore, but I would put that drawing around my house. So sleep paralysis inspired this really weird character that I want to put in an animated movie someday.
Whoa, that's cool.
Yeah.
I have a question about SourceFed. Yeah. How did you write so much so quickly?
Right? Well, I, in high school, was a big fan of essays. I loved writing essays. And, like, you know, we had to write, like, 5 videos a day. I think I just liked it. Like, I wish I could still do that. Like, I could... it was speed writing. I could write 3 stories in an hour.
Right. It was absolute speed writing. If you're listening and you don't know what SourceFed is... It was five videos a day, and it would be what, like, you would, in the morning, you would get there and write these pieces off of what's relevant.
6 a.m.,
And then you would record them on a teleprompter on a white wall.
Yeah.
And then there's an editing room, and then by the end of the day, like, when you were going home, the videos would be up.
Yep, they would put them up. Yeah, it was the best life. But now YouTube doesn't really work like that because of the 2016 election. You can't really make news videos.
Mm-hmm.
They demonetize you and don't send you to your subscribers if you don't, like, if you're talking about the news or anything serious. So I really wish something like that could still exist, but it totally do not.
Yeah, I wonder if there's room for it to be there. Like, why couldn't it still be the news without, why couldn't it be bipartisan? Why couldn't it, everyone just know every fact that's not skewing one way or the other?
I think their issue was with the people who were abusing the system and writing fake news. Like, people forget that fake news was a real thing before they started calling CNN that. But because of the people who were abusing fake news, they were like, let's not let there be any independent news whatsoever.
Right.
And that was my thing. Like, mm-hmm. I wanted to be a journalist before my father made me go to film school. And that's how I kind of bridged those two things, being like a comedian and journalist, was being on YouTube, on SourceFed. Mm-hmm. But now that that's not a thing, now I just got to get on SNL and be on Weekend Update.
Yeah.
It's the next goal.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I want to be that.
You can do it.
Yeah, I'm going to try.
You'll do it.
I think so, too.
I love that. Let us jump in to another cue.
Yeah. Oh, wait, I wrote a letter. I forgot.
You wrote a letter?
Yeah.
What is this letter for?
I wrote a letter. I was supposed to read it in the beginning, but I forgot.
Okay, here goes Will's letter.
Dear Megan.
Oh, no.
First shall I compare thee to a Midsummer Night's Dream? Your energy and creativity remind me of what's good in the world. Your laughter brings me joy, and your warm-heartedness is unmatched. However, why did it take you so long to ask me to be on your podcast? Look, I'm sorry I accidentally leaked your old address on the internet, but that was only one time. Clearly, I have the most respect for you and all of the Meganeers. I just was like, I'll call them Meganeers.
Sure, sure.
I love your clothing line, and much like your aforementioned laughter and creativity, it is unmatched by anyone. So in short, thank you for having me. Thank you for being resourceful. And most importantly, thank you for being you. I like that about you. In the name of Father McDonald's French fries, thank you.
Did you sign it?
I did. I signed it.
If you signed it in permanent marker, wait, let me see this. Will.
Yeah, I meant to read it at the beginning.
Oh my gosh.
Did you do that on a typewriter?
I did. I have a typewriter.
You have a typewriter?
I do.
This is so cute. Can I frame this?
For sure.
We gotta get a frame for that. That's delightful, Will.
Good. I just wanted to just be honest.
Everyone should know that he brought it in an encyclopedia.
I should have got the right one. I feel like I have an M encyclopedia. I should have brought that.
That's incredible. Thank you.
No problem.
It did take too long to ask you to be on this.
It did.
And I'm upset about it.
I don't know. How long has it been? Like 3 months? Probably longer than that.
Yeah. Well, since March, so.
Like 8 months. And now I'm here now.
See? It's all worth it, though, because if we didn't wait this long, you wouldn't have had written that letter.
I actually got the typewriter a month after that, so.
See?
Now I know.
Those are nice words.
I agree.
I actually am going to frame it and put it in my office. Wait,
I have so many things in frames and stuff from you. You've given me so many gifts and things. Because I had to clean out my whole house, I'm like finding all these things. Like, I have your Drake, when you put my face on all the Drake albums.
Wait, see if you can find this on the internet. It's, I used to do the show called The Right Now Show. It was like a late night show, except for it was YouTube, so it was called The Right Now Show. It wasn't The Late Late Show. It wasn't The Tonight Show. It was Right Now.
Right Now.
Whenever
literally.
You're watching it. So at the very end, you really liked Drake, so I took Drake's discography, nine album covers.
Yeah, and
I
this
guess.
Was before Views came out.
Yeah. That.
Am I wearing the same shirt? Hold on. Let
no.
me see that.
You're not. It's a white shirt. You're wearing a white shirt. I am wearing a Grace Helbig shirt.
That was during my scarf phase.
Yeah, so this is, I photoshopped Will's face in every Drake cover that there was.
Yes. Before Views came out, so the Views one is wrong, but it's okay.
Yeah. I love Photoshop.
Yeah. You like gifts, too. You give a lot of gifts.
I love giving gifts. It's real fun for me.
It is.
I feel like if there's an opportunity to make like a secondary business, it would just be like giftsexecuted.org. Right. And it would be like, you would tell me
how you fucked up.
What?
With your wife, you're like, you come to Megan, you're like, I fucked up, I cheated on her, what do I get her?
Yeah, and you would tell me like her name, her likes, everything that you can give me about her, and I would craft the perfect gift for you. Because
that's what
that
you
person.
Do. It's specifically for the person.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't give just a generic gift. No way. No way, no how.
Go to Target and buy something? No.
That's right.
You made something. In the note, I said your creativity is one of the good things.
What's one of the bad things?
No confidence.
I'm just kidding.
Singing. I'm just kidding.
It's all true. Very good. Let's talk about other people dating their issues that they want resolved. Yeah. I've been dating this girl for about 2 months now. Ooh, really, really soon. Recently, she told me that she was seeing another man in addition to me. At first, I didn't really mind, since we never discussed being exclusive with one another. Mm-hmm. However, since then, our relationship has really progressed. It is starting to really bother me that she hasn't said goodbye to the other man in her life. Mm. She claims that we're both great guys and she doesn't know how to choose. I'm scared to get more personally invested, only to have my heart broken later on. What should I do? Give her an ultimatum and ask her to choose? Or walk away before I potentially get hurt? From will she, won't she?
That's a really good one.
I have been in a situation where someone couldn't choose between me and another person.
I've been there too.
And I'm like, what? How is this a question? Like, I'm better for you than she is. But they can't see that. And I had to walk away.
Yeah.
I was like, obviously you have the question of who's better and I have the answer.
Yeah.
The other girl, because she's going to be the one to stick around.
Yeah.
And I'm not. And in the end, he came back for me because, again, I was right.
Yeah.
But I'm not usually that confident. I just knew I was better for him in that scenario.
Yeah. I mean, I've been in a similar situation as well, but I'm a little bit different. Like, I mean, in my position, if I mean, I guess I'm not really trying to be in a relationship. I'm like, if they want to just let it be cool, then just let it be cool. But if you really have feelings for a person and you don't want them to be with other people, kind of sucks. And I wouldn't, because that's gross.
You wouldn't be in a relationship because that's gross?
Yeah, especially if you're doing them. If I'm doing you, you can't be doing somebody else. Because I think that's I think it's gross to do somebody you like. Like, it's kind of nasty. Like, you, like, don't spit on me. What the fuck? Get out of here. Like, no, thank you.
Oh, my God. One time, my sister got spit at through a car
from
her ex-boyfriend. She was on the beach in Florida. You can drive in the beach.
Florida, man.
And you can't drive on the beach anywhere else?
Hell no.
Though that's a super no-no?
I don't think you can drive on the beach here.
Wait, like you are on the street and then you can just pull onto the beach with your normal person car?
What are you guys talking about?
Your car will go into a ditch if you try to drive.
No, no, no. Well, there's hard sand before that there's soft sand. You know a beach? It's like ombre of sand.
Yeah.
You got hard sand, you got soft sand, you got the shore, you got the ocean.
Ombre.
So, so you can drive from the asphalt tar into... You drive on the beach, and then the beach attendant tells you where there's spaces to park on the hard sand.
I'm into that.
So my sister's boyfriend was driving on the hard sand, and my sister was walking on the hard sand, and he was mad at her for some reason and spit at her through the window.
No.
Isn't that bonkers?
Absolutely not. If after that, you don't talk to that person ever again.
Never again.
I've never spat at anyone.
Mm-mm. Ew. I just think...
If it's like a loogie... Like, you're gross. You're gross.
Wow, gross.
At a person? Don't do that. I wish I could have been there so I could have told him. If I saw somebody do that, I probably would speak up.
What would you say?
I'd be like, I'd say, no spitting. No spitting. Excuse me, sir. I'd be really polite.
Excuse me, no spitting. And then he would spit at you, and then you would?
Then I'd be mad at your sister.
My sister.
I don't know why I'm at the beach with your sister. That's why he's spitting at me.
I don't like going to the beach because it's so much pressure. Well, it's also like, it's the whole day.
You have to
plan everything.
It takes all your energy. It's dirty as hell.
You got sand in the car when you come back. You have to figure out what you're going to eat when you're there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like being hot all the time.
I don't like getting hot like that. I can't
swim. Sand in your suit.
I can't swim. Why am I here?
Why am I here?
The beach isn't that fun. And like, I live in California.
When's the last time you went to the beach living in California?
I actually did go to the beach like twice this summer for a friend event. Yeah.
A friend event.
Yeah, I got set up on a double date at a beach.
No.
Yeah.
A beach date?
Yeah.
Like in the daytime?
Yeah. It worked. She liked me. Well, that was it. She liked me after that.
I spit on her. We're over.
See, after you spit on girls, they don't like you anymore. I'm just kidding. Never spit on anybody. There's no loogie.
I like that sometimes you dip down into an Obama accent on accident.
I tell people, like, it's not on purpose anymore. Like my thoughts literally sound like that.
Do your best Obama impression. Telling me about beach protocol.
Now, when you go down into the beach, don't spit. I will never spit on somebody's... what I don't
do, really good.
What I don't do publicly is I say the worst shit as Barack Obama in my personal time. Ooh, my friend, it's a big laugh of my friends because they're like, Obama would never say a Drake lyric.
Oh wait, let's hear it.
Like, oh man.
Oh my God, I'll love this.
I got bitches in love. Wait, now I can't think of none.
That's really funny.
Would never do it publicly. Would never do it in front of them. But it's funny because he would never say that.
That's very funny. I can't impersonate anyone. Ooh, I can do kind of a Britney Spears impression during karaoke. But
that's my dream, though, is to play Barack Obama on SNL.
I think you can.
And I'm short. I'm like 5'9", 5'8". Like, you
know, got stilts.
Yeah, give me some stilts. I'll be short 2008 Obama. I really want to be up there with Alec Baldwin, who does the best Trump.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you ever been on stilts before?
I have not.
I don't think I have either.
I feel like
But I've
would.
Been on, like, high stairs.
Yeah, that sounds like something you would do.
I used to be on a pogo stick quite a lot.
I believe you would do that.
Wait, I want to see if they have... Do they have pogo sticks that you can buy on Amazon? Because I will buy one.
I know,
I'll
have
a pogo stick contest with myself.
I'll be a part of it. I'll race.
I've never been able to double dutch just because I feel like I'll miss my turn.
What is double dutch?
Is when they have how much are they?
$45. Like $30.
That's it?
You better get three of them.
Whoa. I'll get one of those. It's pointless.
It's pointless. It's fun.
You're doing nothing in the same place.
That's good social media content. Go to the beach.
Wait, what's the... Oh, double dutch. You never double... It's too...
Oh, yeah. You're scared to go in?
Yeah, because I just feel like there's a window of opportunity that keeps on being missed.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I don't like double dutch.
That's your confidence in the way. Get slapped in the face with a wire. It's not that hard.
It's not that hard.
When it goes open, that's when you jump in and then you start going
No,
like
but
this.
You have to anticipate it. You have to start going before it opens.
Before it opens, that's when you jump in. Funny, I haven't double dutched in at least 15 years, but I feel like I can still do it.
That's wild. It's so much to do. Can you double dutch?
No.
I can you?
I know everything about the movie Jump In, the original DCOM classic.
Very good. Can you double dutch?
I think I can. Dare me. Like, get some
rope. Dare me.
Dare me.
You know what I think I can probably do more than other people?
What?
Eat a lot of salt and vinegar chips.
Oh, God.
Like, I was, like, up against somebody else and we both had to eat more salt and vinegar chips without getting, like, hurt.
Oh, my God. Because
you get hurt.
You
your tongue
get
gets hurt. Your eyes get hurt. Your nose gets hurt.
Yeah.
It's a hurt for all of your immune system.
I definitely can't do that.
I think I could probably do that.
I definitely can't eat anything. I probably could eat a bunch of cheesecake, low-key.
What kind of cheesecake?
Just regular, straight up.
Mm.
I could eat a whole cheesecake.
In one sitting?
Mm-hmm.
Actually?
Yep.
Not exaggerating.
Like, that big, I really could.
Wow. That's so decadent.
I got a good metabolism. Now just burn it all off. Eat something else.
What's that like? Eat some M&Ms. Have you ever been so full, and then you're like, I could never eat another bite, and then you're saying it as you're eating another bite?
That's you.
That is me.
I'm not a big eater, though. I don't like eating. Which is my worst quality as a human, I know.
It sounds like it.
Yeah, people are like, really? Like, I think eating sucks. It's boring. Why do you have to keep doing it over and over again?
It is a lot.
It's the same as spitting in people. It's like, why am I putting something down my throat like this? It's like, I'm not super into eating.
I disagree with most of what you're saying, except for the fact that it does seem like you have to do it so much.
You do.
But you have to. Like, I like doing it, but it's like, you can't not do it.
You can't.
You're going to die.
You're going to die if you don't eat. And that's what I think is lame about it. I wish you could only eat for pleasure. Then I would enjoy it more.
Yeah.
I just have this weird thing. I always just, when I'm hungry, like, I feel guilty about it. And I don't know why. And I always feel like I have to do something really important before I eat. When I'm starving, I'll be starving to death. And I'll be like, all right, there's so many emails I haven't gotten back to. Let
me
respond to these emails before I eat. Yeah.
Do you feel like eating is like an award?
It is. It's a privilege. My mom is weird.
Privilege.
She used to do this thing when I was a kid called GOFA, where my mom doesn't like cooking. My mom doesn't like cooking. I mean, she does like cooking, but for the family, she's not a big cooker.
Yeah.
Her thing called GOFA is short for go for it. So yeah. Whatever you see in the house, you just go for it. There's no food to cook. So like what she cooks, she always puts like hot dog slices into it.
Yum!
Everything though. Everything.
Like hot dogs in macaroni and cheese.
Everything.
I need
that's,
it.
That's a good place to be. Everything.
Have you ever had that? Oh, is that a poor person's food? I eat
yes,
that all
it
the time.
Is.
Yep.
And
I'm a poor person, but my dad always said that macaroni was like the deforestation of the Italian culture. So
oh, that's
we weren't
right.
allowed
low
to
key.
Have
it truly is,
it
but like so good. It's probably yeah. the best thing that comes out of a box.
Yeah. And I think because of my upbringing, like I don't like eating. Like,
yeah.
like top ramen, that's all they wanted me to eat. Like, just
same.
Eat top ramen. Like, I just, and because of that, I trained myself to not eat. And here I am as an adult.
Hungry.
The hungry and fine with it.
Yeah. All, my whole cuisine growing up was top ramen and
gross.
Macaroni and cheese with hot dogs in it.
Yep.
And when it was payday, we'd get Hamburger Helper.
Yep. Yep. My mom loves McDonald's, loves fast food. I think now that she's older, she's finally like not doing it. I'm like, it's too late for me, but I'm not there anymore. But yeah, it's not good.
But
if
yeah.
I ever have kids, I'll probably learn how to cook and eat and make them shit.
Yeah. I feel like so much of everyone's life is their parents trying to course correct what their parents did to
yeah.
them. So
yeah.
like if you got like a super frugal parent, it's probably because their parents
yeah.
were bad with money.
I've learned that like sympathy is my issue. That's
Ooh.
My main reason for not wanting to have kids. I have very low sympathy because of my parents. My parents are not sympathetic for me at all. Like my mom is a teacher my whole life. She's always had 30 other kids to care about. So when you're wiping 30 other noses, you don't go home and wipe other noses. But I'm used to it. I don't require much companionship. But my friends are always like, you really should have felt more sorry for that person. You should have said this, this, and this. And that's why I'm
they
like,
tell you how you should feel.
Yeah. And I'm like, if I ever have kids, it's going to be real bad. Because like, I'm going to be like, well, you should get over it. You should get up and stop crying. Like, you think my mom ever cared I was crying? Like, no. But that's why I'm scared to have kids.
Very good.
Yeah.
One last cue. I'm 21 and started dating my boyfriend 2 years ago secretly. He's faithful, loving, and everything I've ever wanted in a guy. Why keep him a secret? My dad is extremely strict and will not allow me to date until I graduate college. I'm a nursing student, so I won't graduate for another 2 to 3 years. I pay for everything myself, so I can't afford to move out. And as long as I'm under his roof, I abide by his rules.
Oh, then that's it.
Right. My boyfriend recently admitted that he hates the fact that he's such a big secret, and I'm starting to feel guilty for hiding it for such a big part of my life from my dad. But I'm afraid that if I tell him, I'll be sacrificing a lot of my freedom. Should I bite the bullet and suffer the consequences that come from telling my dad? Or do I keep my boyfriend as a secret for as long as I can and hope that by the time my family finds out, I'll be able to afford my own place?
Yeah, I mean, she says she's 21 now. That's a little bit old to have that type of restriction.
I know, but she's in college that she can't pay for.
Yep, I'm sorry. If you're living under somebody else's rules, it really sucks.
That's kind of where it ends.
And it really sucks for the guy because he's like, man, this is going so well, but it has to stop because of this.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's gotta go.
But 2 years is a long time to have a secret boyfriend.
That is a long time.
Two years is longer than some of my relationships.
All of them. I remember I had a friend who was like terrified of his girlfriend's. He's a grown ass man, and he's terrified of his girlfriend's parents. He like will not talk to them. He's like super scared of them. And I'm like, if you're scared of this girl's parents, maybe you don't need to be dating anybody.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, you're 21. I didn't have my first girlfriend like until I was like 22, I think. Yeah. Like, yeah, you don't need to. I literally was yesterday looking at a photo of myself that I posted of me from 3 years ago, and I was like, man, I was so cute. And I remember, like, when I was 21, and I remember at the time when I was 21, I was like, why don't I have a girlfriend? Why can't I get a girlfriend? And now, yeah, literally that photo right there, that one of me on the left. I remember at that time, I was like, why can't I get a girlfriend? I look at myself now, I'm like, I was so young. Look how, I look 14. yeah, don't rush yourself.
I have a very strict father as well, and I am very scared to bring boys home because I know it's going to be instantly, who is this guy? And he's not good enough for you. And so I never am the one to be like, you should meet my parents. Yeah. It's only when they really push for it.
I'm into it.
You're into meeting parents?
Yeah, I'm really great with parents. I'm the kind of guy that you want your daughter to be dating.
That's
really,
really
nice. I'm really cordial. I'll let her do whatever she wants to me. Yeah, I'm great. I'm great with parents.
I'm really good with parents, other people's parents. Mm. I don't like introducing my parents to people.
Yeah.
I would rather not.
My parents are like, it took me a while to realize, my parents are kind of like hilarious. So I kind of like, I'm cool with it. Yeah. I want you to meet my parents.
Me?
Yeah. Not you. I mean, anybody. My issue, though, is like, oh, God, this girl that I dated, like, that my mom still, like, is friends with on Facebook and is constantly, like, telling me about, like, I'm like, Mom, I have her muted on Facebook, so I don't know what's going on.
Right.
And you're letting me know, oh, she's out in Bali right now. I think she just got a new gig. Like, Mommy, don't tell me. I don't want to know. Yeah, that's why I don't want to introduce my parents to anybody.
I have so many people muted on social media.
Me too.
Like, it helps. It helps so much.
It does.
If you don't want to see it, don't see it.
Yeah, I'm good. Like, and even like close friends, I'm like, I have close friends I don't even follow. And like, I'm just like, I like you in real life.
I know. That's the difference. Yeah. There's a difference.
A lot of people don't understand that.
I know. There is a lot of people that don't get it. But it is so very true.
I like you in real life.
That means so much more.
Especially like girls that I'm like interested in talking to, like most of which I don't ever interact with on social media.
That's how you can tell if something's going on. If someone's not interacting with you, there's something there.
Mm-hmm.
Like actually.
Mm-hmm.
There was a tweet a while ago and it was like, if they're like messaging or if they're adding each other, they're sleeping together. But then so many people were quote tweeting it being like, if they're doing something, they're not talking on social media.
Yeah. If it's something really going on, yeah, it's not public.
Yeah, truly.
It's not public, yeah.
I guess to help this girl, one closing tip for her, should she bite the bullet and suffer the consequences that come from telling her dad or keep the secret?
I'll keep doing it in secret if I was you.
You would keep doing it a secret.
Yeah, if I was in that position, I would keep doing it in secret. But as me telling you from the outside, I say just break up with that person. But that's because I have no consequences. I feel sorry for the dude, though, especially if he's a good dude. If I was dating a girl and then she had to break up with me because of someone else's account, it would suck. But you're young.
If it were me, I would probably still do it in secrecy, too, as long as the guy is okay with it. If the guy is not okay with it, it's not going to work because it's going to crumble in some form or another. It's going to blow up at some point.
And if he's asking you for any more than you want to give, then just drop him off anyway. Dump him off. I'm very bad. I'm very brutal when it comes to relationships. I'm always like, just dump that person. I'm bad because, like, my friend, I'm not eternally single, but I'm pretty single most of the time. And I kind of love it when my friends go through breakups because then they become my friend again.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. For at least 2 months and then they get attached to somebody else. But during that time, it's good. You start learning about yourself. You start going to the gym. You start realizing all the dumb shit you're doing. But people cannot take it for more than 4 months. And then they're like, I got to do it again.
They can't take being alone for more than four months.
They're like, there's too much introspection. I'm thinking about the things that scare me. I'm like, that's what thrives me in life.
Have you ever been into a deprivation chamber, like a sensory deprivation?
Sleep deprivation tank? I haven't.
You have not?
No.
I think I might want to do it.
I want to do it,
but I think I'm scared as hell.
You're like floating, right?
You're floating because it's like, what exactly is it? It's like so much salt in the water, so you're floating, and then the water is the same temperature as the air, so you don't know where your body, the water, or the air begin, and there's no light and no sound. It's a pod.
That's actually,
It sounds so scary, but apparently it's like maybe an hour or two, and you're just alone for a long time. And some people say that it feels like eternity, and some people say that it was like a blink of an eye.
You can get out at any point, right?
You can.
Yeah, I'm into stuff like that. I like, that's probably kind of my thing. Like, I'll be like on my couch for like an hour, just like laughing and thinking of all the things, and I'll be like, I wasn't even watching TV. It was just in my head. Yeah, you got to learn how to take control of your imagination cortex. Or whatever.
Is that a place?
Yeah.
In the brain?
In my mind. I call it like my imagination castle. No, that's the Sherlock.
The castle!
That's the Sherlock term.
The imagination factory.
I call it the imagination factory.
Yeah. Oh, I like that.
Yeah. And it's especially works when I'm in a sad mood or like when I'm like super emotional. My imagination factory will chug out a million ideas. So I want to be in that tank.
You should go in the tank. Let me know how it goes. Will, thank you.
Oh my God. And 1 inch of water.
1 inch of water.
Or how many inches is it? Like
enough to float you.
Oh, yeah, huh? But it's like only a little bit, right?
Really?
I can't swim, so like...
No, I guess it would be enough. Yeah, enough to float you, but more than
1 inch is too small. Yeah, like a couple.
I can't float in normal life.
Yeah, I've never
so
even
that'll
tried.
Be nice to feel light for once. I just want to go in a sensory deprivation chamber to feel like light. A little lighter than I am.
No.
One day we'll do it. Well, let's do that and reconvene.
Yeah, yeah.
The next time we talk, we should have both done it.
Yeah, we both done it, and I'll let you know how it went.
Great. Where can people find you on the internet, Will?
Please follow me at William Haynes on Instagram, Mr. William Haynes on Twitter. I think that's pretty much it. I have a YouTube channel. People be like, but who even watches?
Yeah. If you have a sticky situation or a burning concern, email us at justatipshow@gmail.com and be sure to sign off Sleepless in Seattle style with your age so we don't out your true persona. Also, rate us 5 stars because after a full year, I can't help that my cat is still intentionally ignoring me. She's getting a little bit better, but she does scratch me a lot.
Oh,
and
God.
What will remedy that? 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. Bye.
Bye.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.